hound that can be of two species of hound and cur, mm-hmm. all mixed together. Mm-hmm. But you can have the four or five different kinds of hounds, the blue tick, the red bone, the July, the walker, or the straight cur, which is a species of the hound.
Mm-hmm. So you're just a mixed breed.
They're just a mixed breed. Now you can get the purebred in the walker, the July, or the blue tick, or the red bone. Mm-hmm. It's all standard, and they are registered dogs. Mm-hmm. Now the curs, they may call them registered curs, but they're still a mixed species of dogs to bring out that cur. Yeah. It's partly hound and partly feist and spitz and everything else mixed with them.
You mentioned a feist. What's a feist?
That's a small dog that is used. A lot of people let the little feist in the house where you wouldn't let the big dog. Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever heard the terms old mutt used?
Old mutt? You call your dog a mutt?
What does that mean?
Well,
does that mean he's just a mixed breed, or is that same thing as a cur? Or?
Well, yeah, it could be a mixed breed. You just call him a mutt because he's a mixed breed.
And what about mongrel?
That is a species of dog, is a mongrel. Mm-hmm. Like a collie, a shepherd, mm-hmm. a chow. Mm-hmm. It is a species of dog.
Mm-hmm. If a dog likes to bite, you said the boy was what by the dog?
He was bitten mm-hmm. by the dog.
And or you might say the mailman had to go to the that dog will what anyone will.
That dog will bite.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You say in fact he did what to the mailman?
He bit the mailman.
Mm-hmm. And you might say the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
one. Bitten.
Mm-hmm. Or you ever say dog bit there?
Yeah, dog bit.
That expression dog bit, do you ever use that for anything, say like a mean bad luck or something? If someone has a run of bad luck, do you ever say he's dog bit?
Yeah, they use that for slang of dog bit or something just because it something happened to it.
Mm-hmm. You ever use snake bit the same way?
Yeah. Snake bit.
Which is probably more common?
Used the same way. I've been both ways. Mm-hmm. I've really been snake bit. Mm-hmm.
Which is more common, dog bit or snake bit?
I'd say dog bit.
They both mean about the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about some of the animals around. We talked about cows. What do you call, in a herd of cattle, what do you call a male?
That's the bull.
Ever heard
or
of
stock cow.
Stock cow. Ever heard him call anything else? What about, say, when women or in the presence of women? Do the women have any kind of polite names they like?
Well, you've got the male cow mm-hmm. And the female. Mm-hmm. That describes the difference between the bull and the heifer.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, we talked about mules before. Mules come in. You've got two mules. You got a what of mules?
A horse.
Well, you say you got two mules. You call them.
You've got a pair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You use that same term for oxen?
No. Oxen, if it's two, it's called a yoke.
Okay.
Mules or horses, I'll correct that thing, it's called a span. Mm-hmm. And oxen is called a yoke because they are both fastened together with the same yoke, and you call them a yoke. Mm-hmm. Now, you could call them one span of oxen, which would mean two. But they're mostly addressed as a yoke. Mm-hmm. If you had six cows, you would have three yoke of oxen, mm-hmm. hitched to the same vehicle or same subject obstacle.
Mm-hmm.